BBC News with David Austin. Election officials in Florida have confirmed that Barack Obama won the state in Tuesday's US presidential election. The victory, by just 1%, widens Mr. Obama's victory margin over his Republican rival, Mitt Romney. It means Mr. Obama won 8 out of 9 of the crucial swing states. From Washington, here's Zoe Conway.
This result will not come as a surprise to either President Obama or Governor Romney. It's been assumed that the president would win since late on Tuesday. But it's significant nonetheless. It further strengthens President Obama's negotiating position when it comes to doing deals with Republicans in Congress. And because there are so many Latino voters in the state, the result will also reinforce the message that Republicans need to do more to win the Hispanic vote. Exit polls suggest that Florida's Cuban Americans voted for the Democratic Party in record numbers.
There's been a flare-up of fighting on the border between Israel and the Gaza Strip. At least 4 Palestinians have been killed and around 20 wounded. John Donison reports from Ramallah.
Witnesses in Gaza say Israeli tanks started shelling after an exchange of fire with Palestinian militants close to the border. Some reports say the shells landed close to a mourning tent following a funeral east of Gaza City. It's likely there were civilian casualties. Sources in Gaza say earlier Palestinian fighters fired a missile at an Israeli army jeep. There are reports of Israeli casualties. Flare-ups in violence in and around Gaza are frequent. On Thursday, a 13-year-old Palestinian boy was killed as militants clashed with Israeli soldiers.
The Danish government is to scrap a controversial tax on fatty foods, the first of its kind in the world, which was introduced last year to tackle obesity. Plans for a tax on sugar have also been dropped. Malcolm Brabant reports from Copenhagen.
It's no surprise that Denmark's coalition government has killed off the fat tax. The country's Chamber of Commerce claimed that the unpopular legislation had cost more than 1,000 jobs, had eaten into companies' revenue, and had failed to improve the nation's health. One major supermarket chain claimed that customers hit by the rising cost of goods containing saturated fats, such as cheese, pizzas and butter, had started to shop in northern Germany in order to take advantage of lower prices. The chain warned that it would start building stores across the border if the tax wasn't scrapped.
Officials in Guinea say the head of the public treasury, Assatou Boiro, who had fought against public corruption, has been shot dead. Witnesses and relatives of Mrs. Boiro said she was killed in a residential area of the capital, Conakry. They said one of the attackers was wearing what appeared to be a military uniform. Earlier this year, Assatou Boiro was reported to have foiled a plot to embezzle nearly $2 million from Guinea's central bank. World News from the BBC. The BBC is at the centre of a storm of controversy in Britain after broadcasting a report that wrongly accused a former politician of child abuse. The Director General of the BBC, George Entwistle, said the film should never have been shown. He called the situation a crisis of trust. The corporation is now facing a chorus of condemnation from MPs. The BBC and its Newsnight programme were already under scrutiny for dropping an investigation into child abuse by a former BBC star, Jimmy Savile. The Iraqi government has cancelled a multi-billion dollar arms deal with Russia because of what Baghdad says are concerns over corruption. A spokesman for the Iraqi Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, said he had suspicions about corruption within his own team and so had decided to review the $4.2 billion agreement. A Russian military expert told the BBC Iraq went back on the deal under US pressure. Thousands of members of the Portuguese armed forces have staged a demonstration in Lisbon to protest about cuts in next year's budget. Defence cuts imposed as part of a government austerity programme will affect pay and conditions of service. From Lisbon, here's Alison Roberts.
Saturday's march by serving members of the military as well as veterans, spouses and supportive members of the public was a disciplined affair. The legal status of such events is ambiguous, so there was no slogan shouting. But those taking part said there was great anger at government plans to erode rights such as healthcare and above all the freezing of promotions at a time when some members of the military are finding it difficult to make ends meet.
The Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa has announced he'll run for a third term in February's elections. Tens of thousands of Mr. Correa's supporters gathered at a stadium in the capital, Quito, for the announcement. The left-wing leader, who's facing a divided and weakened opposition, is widely expected to win the vote. Mr. Correa has been in power since 2007 and already been re-elected once. BBC News.